V'ho'inyin al pi hanal. And it's related to what we discussed earlier. Shehatoyra Kedosha merameses lanu bo'elu hadvorim shor v'chamor se v'salman v'chol aveda kol b'chinas hatikunim shemistaknim al yidei hashavas aveda. The Torah, by giving these examples, is teaching us all the different things that get corrected when somebody returns a lost article. Hainu, shemistaknim hakilkulim shemishom bo haveda. The person ends up fixing all the different problems which caused the article to get lost. Ki ho aveda nimsheches meavedos haksorim shel naaseh v'nishma hanal. Because we learned in the previous shiur that losses, all the losses that Bnei Israel experience, all stem from their original loss, which is the loss of the crown, the naaseh crown, which they lost when they worshipped the golden calf. Shehem bechinas tzedaka u'mishpat. And these two crowns, the naaseh crown and the nishma crown, represent tzedaka and mishpat. V'ze bechinas shor v'chamor, shem bechinas train mashichen, mashiach ben Yosef u'mashiach ben David, shemachnien klipois Esav Yishmael kanal. That corresponds to these two, the shor and chamor, which correspond to mashiach ben Yosef, mashiach ben David, which correspond to naaseh v'nishma. Which is the opposite of Esav and Yishmael. And when a person is zeichet to return a lost article, azai nimshach olav hakedusha mibchinas tzadiki emes. That's one of the ways that he draws upon himself the holiness of the tzadikim, amitim, shem bechinas trein moshichim, which are the tzadikim who are on the level to contain in them, to encompass within themselves the tikkun of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Sheheim moitzim kol ho'avedos. We learned earlier that they're the ones who find all lost articles, right? They're the ones who restore to us the naaseh crown. They're the ones who go searching for their own lost articles, as we explained yesterday, and end up finding everybody's avedos. So that whenever a Jew experiences this experience of finding something, a lost item, and returning it to its original owner, he's plugging in to this item, to these tzaddikim who are in charge of the whole concept of finding avedos. And these tzaddikim are the ones who return it to its owner. Shezel b'chinas tikin beis haksorim hanal kanal. This is the concept of restoring these two crowns, as we learned earlier. Validei b'chinas tikun beis haksorim hanal. And when a Jew is zoichet to restore these two crowns, meaning to restore the one that got lost, the naaseh one, alidei zeh zoichin la'azis digdusha. We learned earlier that when these two crowns are in place, that's when the person has azis digdusha. What was the connection? The connection was that crowns are called simcha. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it says, "V'simchas oilam al roisham." They wear their happiness on their heads. What do you put on your head? A crown. So simcha is synonymous with crowns, with keser, and simcha is the source of azis tikdusha. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Nehemiah where it says, "Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem." What's the source of your azus? Chedvas Hashem, joy with Hashem, that's your oiz, that's your strength, that's your azus. So when a person is zeichet to be misakin these two crowns, they're misakin the simcha, they have azus dikdusha, right? Follow the connections? It's easy. Validei azus dikdusha zeichen le'emuna shleima. And Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter on Likutei Moharan Torah Chof Beis that through azus dikdusha, you're zeichet to emuna. Because he quotes the pasuk over there, Mehalta v'ozcho el neve kotshecho, that if you want to come close to Kiddusha, you need Azus. Azus leads you to Mehalta, to the Menahel. The Menahalim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are the Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe, the seven shepherds, and the main thing that they shepherd is the Emunah. There's a pasuk, Shchon Eretz, Ure'ei Emunah, that the Royim, the shepherds, are in charge of Emunah. So if Azus brings you close to the shepherds, and the main job of the shepherds is to give you Emunah, then through Azus, a person is zeichet Emunah Shleima. Vayidei zeh zeichen l'choysom haraglim. That's how a person is zeichet to perfect the seal of the feet. which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, Shehu Bechinas Shalom Bechol HaBechinos, which represents a total peace, Shenasa Alidei Moichichei Ador, which is accomplished through the leaders of the generation who reprimand Klal Yisrael and reprimand Hashem. And they make peace between them. Remember, Rav Nosson Zal gave the mashal before that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Hashem and said, "What are you? How dare you get insulted, offended by a calf? That's what you're getting angry at the Yidden about? They worshipped a calf? That's a big deal? If it was something of substance, you could be insulted, offended. If I bow down to a cat, you'll also get offended." You know, like he made light of it. He kaviyochel, like he smashed Hashem. How dare you get insulted by this? And then he went back to the Yidden. And he smashed them and said, "Look what you're crazy to offend Hashem in this manner." And that's how he made peace between them. He was able to show both sides that they were wrong in a sense. And that's how he brought them to the negotiating table in a sense. You know, kaviyochel, to bring shalom between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's the main job of the tzaddikim. This is what Rabbeinu Zal talks about over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Nizbatel gerush v'tiltul. That's how the tzaddikim eliminate Hashem's punishments of exiling the Jews and those kind of things by making this shalom between Hashem and the Yidden. V'zeh bechinas alseh v'al salmo al kol aveda. This is why the Torah gives these examples. A sheep, an article of clothing, and anything else that you're going to lose. Seh zeh bechinas azaz dikdusha. A sheep is the symbol of azaz dikdusha. Shehu bechinas ashirus dikdusha, because sheep represent wealth. Shehu, because there's a in Chumash, one of the nicknames for sheep is ashtarois. Ayin shin tof resh vav tof is one of the words that's used in the Chumash. Ashtarois karnayim means sheep that have like these horns on them. So the Gemara says, why are sheep called ashtarois? The Gemara says, Shema Ashrois es Baalehem, because they make their owners very wealthy. The Gemara goes to show how every part of the sheep can be used. Its wool can be used for this, its skin can be used for this. It shows how a sheep is a fantastic investment. Like the Gemara says, sheep symbolize wealth. So, and a wealthy person is an as there's a pasuk, the Ha'oshir Yane Azus. People that are rich talk with chutzpah usually. A rich guy walks into a restaurant, give me that. Who do you think you are? He's got money, he's a big shot. That gives him the right to be to have more chutzpah than someone who doesn't have money, who's less of a mechutzah. You understand? Rav Nosson Zal wants to show here how the symbolism in the sheep is the symbol of azus. Why? The sheep represents wealth, and wealth is azus. You understand?
If the sheep represent a high status of wealth and so forth, why does the Torah then frown upon the time they're living in Eretz Yisrael herding sheep as opposed to other cattle?
Behema Ketana. I think there's a specific reason to that. Why you're not supposed to grow Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael? I think there's a separate reason for that. I don't remember the reason, but I think it's not related to this. It's not related to the wealth issue.
They destroy.
Because they destroy? Because they do damage, you know.
Goats, when they eat, they
tear up the crops from the roots.
Stand up from the trees themselves.
Exactly.
Goats.
Sheep.
He says sheep also. Exactly. Let's go. Shehu bechinas habrochois shekibel Yaakov meesov lehachnia esov shuazus tisidrachim azus digdusha. Is represented by the blessings which Yitzchak gave Yaakov Avinu, with which he would deal with the Azus of Esau, the Azus de Sitrachro. Ki ikar ho Azus al yidei Ashirus. The main source of chutzpah, Azus, comes from wealth. Kama shekosud, as the Pasuk says, Oshir Yane Azus. A wealthy person responds with chutzpah. His money is his security. That's what makes him 30 feet tall. You know, yeah. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Hoin Oshir Kiryas Uzoi. The wealth of a wealthy person is his fortress of strength. So we see Ashirus is synonymous with Oiz, Azus. Ashirus and Azus are together in one pasuk. V'alkein sivev Hashem yisporach berachmov shikabel Yaakov birchas haparnosav o'ashirus. This is why Hashem worked it out that Yaakov Avinu should get the blessing for wealth. Kidei sheyizke la'azis tiktusha. What does a Jew need wealth for? A Jew doesn't need money. Sometimes makes more problems than it makes solutions. So why did Yaakov Avinu work it out? Why did Hashem work it out that Yitzchak Avinu should give the bracha of wealth to Yaakov Avinu so that Yaakov Avinu should get the azus tikdusha? It's not so much that the wealth that he needed as he needed the azus tikdusha, the azus that comes from the wealth. Bechinas, as Yitzchak Avinu said to him, Hakoil Koil Yaakov. The voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov Avinu. And in that chapter, Likud Imran Rabbein Ezal shows how Koil is an union of Azus. Person yells, that's chutz, you know, that's power. Al Yidei Sheyizke L'Simcha, by being Zeche to Simcha, Sheze Iker Tikun Ho Ashirus Tikdusha. Simcha is the main tikun of holy wealth. Bebechinas, as the Mishnah says, Ezehu Oshir, who's considered wealthy? Hasomeach Bechelkoi, one who is happy. Those rich people that are depressed, their Ashirus is Ashirus the Sitrachra. Person who has 10 million and is eating his heart out over the fact he doesn't have 15 million, that's not rich. Why? Because he's lacking the Simcha. The only one who's rich is where he's able to be Someach from his Ashirus. If his Ashirus brings Atzvus, that's not called Ashirus. Shaydeze mizgabrim al azus de sitrachra. Because when a person has simcha, ki chedvas Hashem himolzchem, we said simcha is azus. So when a person has stam ashirus, if a person's wealthy, it could go either way. It could be azus de gdusha or azus de sitrachra. How does he ensure that his wealth leads to azus de gdusha? When he attaches simcha to his wealth, if he's happy with his wealth, then his azus is an azus of kedusha. You understand? Shehu b'chinas Esav kanal. Esav is the symbol of azus de sitrachra. The connection is clear. You understand? A wealthy person is a mechutzef. He could either be a mechutzef de sitrachra, a guy who spits on everybody, steps on everybody and everything, or sometimes a wealthy person is the one who has the audacity to do unbelievable things, to build yeshivas, you know, that also takes azus. You get a meek little guy who can't get anything done. And then you get a guy who's a millionaire and you see him like a locomotive doing this and that and this and that. Why? Because he has the azus tikdusha. Because ashirus gives azus. But he's using his ashirus for azus tikdusha. How? What additional thing did he attach to his ashirus that guaranteed that his ashirus would be azus tikdusha? The answer was simcha. Because the Mishnah says, when is ashirus a healthy ashirus? When it's someach. Ezehu oshir hasameach. That's the kosher oshir. The kosher oshir is a sameach oshir. Because then from his simcha, ki chedvas Hashem himozchem, his simcha will give him azus tikdusha. His azus won't be an azus, the wrong kind of azus, it'll be an azus of kedusha.
You can have rishonim who are wealthy and who are not using their wealth, the simcha? I mean,
of course, most rishonim who are wealthy...
I mean, they can't be in simcha and
correct,
using...
Correct, correct. Rav Nosson Zal is going to write 50 times throughout all the Likutei Halachos that if you start doing research on wealthy people who are not tzaddikim, you'll see that they're full of depression, they're full of, you know, they're the most unhappy people in the world. The Mishnah, the Gemara says it, mar ben chosim, mar bedaiga. The more you have, the more you worry, the more you suffer. Alarm systems, and newer guy walks around all day waiting for the bullet. Because he's in the middle, or waiting for his kids to be kidnapped, or waiting for, you know.
Donald Trump.
Each one of these losers. Losers, a bunch of losers.
Howard Hughes.
That's.
Only on the inside.
This is not only talking about Ashir Mamish wealth, this mission. Or is we're talking here a really rich person has to be specific.
In other words, he's saying that the tikkun for Ashirus is simcha. When is the Ashirus a healthy one? When the person is besimcha, when the person is sameach with it.
But the other pshat of this pasuk is that even somebody who's really not rich, Gashmius, as long
Of course, that's rich. Because that's the purpose of wealth. So if a person has the simcha without the wealth, it's as good as if he were rich. And if a person has the wealth without the simcha, he's a beggar, he's a nothing. You understand?
If you don't have the simcha, say, well, you know, Hashem, give me the money, and I'll be able to give you more simcha.
Exactly. That's one way of getting it, 100%. That's one way of getting simcha. Some people, when they get a gift, a $10 gift, $100, it makes them very happy for an hour or two, or some people for a lifetime. Depends on that. That's the frumkeit of the person. V'zeh b'chinas seh. This is why the seh is mentioned over there. Shu b'chinas ashirus digdusha. The sheep is the symbol of ashirus digdusha. B'chinas v'ashterois tzoynecha. There's a pasuk in Chumash where it calls tzoyn ashterois. And the Gemara darshins, why does it call sheep ashterois? Shema ashterois is balehen, because they make their owners rich. The word ashterois is miloshen ashirus, and the word ashterois also means powerful. Kemoi ashterois karnayim. Ashterois is a word that's also used related to the horns of an animal, which are the strength of it, signify the azus of the animal that gores with its horns, that kind of thing. V'alkein kol ho'ashirus shel Yaakov ho'yali deitzoin. This is why when the Torah describes the wealth of Yaakov Avinu, it describes how much sheep he had. Shemeramzim al Yisroel. This is the symbol, merame is on Klal Yisroel. B'nei Yisroel are called tzoin, sheep. Ki heim b'chinas ashirus dikdusha. Because B'nei Yisroel are the symbol of ashirus dikdusha. B'chinas azis dikdusha. Shenimshach minase v'nishma, which the Jews draw from this source called nase v'nishma, shem b'chinas klolius tzedakah mishpat, which represents the combination of tzedakah and mishpat. Shezocho lo zeh Yaakov b'shleimus kanal. Yaakov Avinu was the one who had that b'shleimus. Therefore, the Torah writes about his plentiful sheep. Sheep means his ashirus dikdusha, his azas dikdusha, which all comes from this place of mishpat utzdaka, to, you know, blend it together properly. Vayidei azas dikdusha zoichin le'emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that if a Jew has azas dikdusha, then he'll be able to come close to the leaders, to the shivaroyim. Nehalta v'ozcha. Your oys will bring you close to the menahel, to the leaders. And what do they give? They give emuna. They teach emuna. That's their main limud. V'zeh b'chinas al salmo. This is why the Torah mentions a salmo, which means a beged, an article of clothing. B'chinas oite oir kasalmo. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem spreads the light like a sheet. Salma means either an article of clothing or like a sheet, a bed sheet, that kind of thing. Ki emuna hi ikar ho'oir hameir, because the main light that shines for a person is a person's faith. That's his shining light. K'may shekosu b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in other places, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel Hanavi, when Yechezkel Hanavi was first zoiched to see the most spectacular fireworks anybody ever got to see the throne of Hashem, it says over there, Niftuchu Hashemayim, the heavens opened up, Vo'ere Maroi Selikim, and I got to see a heavenly vision. Rav Nosson Zal writes in one place that the first letters of this pasuk, Niftuchu Hashemayim, Vo'ere Maroi Selikim, spell the word Emuna. Because there's nothing that opens up a person's eyes, that gives a person the ability to see the light, like faith in Hashem. The emuna, the pasuk we say when we put on tefillin, ve'rastich li be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. I wed myself to Hashem with faith, and then I get to know and understand Hashem. A Jew who has the emuna is what gives that person the privilege of having his eyes opened and the lights turned on for him, where he gets to understand everything, you know, and everything. But the prerequisite is the emuna. So the emuna is called this Or HaMeir. It's this light that shines for a person, you know, that leads the way for a person.
And have you developed the emuna again?
By coming close to the seven shepherds. They're the ones who are in charge of this limud of emuna. Ure'ei, there's a pasuk, Ure'ei emuna. that Ura'e is Miloshin Royim, shepherds. By the shepherds is found this emunah. The Klal Yisrael are called Ma'aminin B'nei Ma'aminin. We are believers, the sons of believers, meaning that the original believers, which are the seven shepherds, they're the ones who first founded faith. And if any Jew wants to acquire emunah, he's got to plug into them. He's got to plug into the tzaddikim. There's a pasuk, tzaddik be'emunoso yichya. That the tzaddikim are the ones who are the masters of emunah. They're the ones who have the ability to teach us this limud of emunah. In fact, you find in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, where it talks about respect for a rabbi, and there's all kinds of discussion there, who is considered a person's Rebbe Muvhok? Who is considered a person's most important rabbi, you know, of his lifetime? And the emphasis there, the maskana, the Shulchan Aruch is, it's the one who taught him faith in Hashem. Because that's the most important. The fact that somebody taught you a chapter of Chumash or a couple of Mishnayos doesn't make him yet your Rebbe Muvok. If he's the one who helped you get established in faith in Hashem, that's the Iker Rebbe. That's the Iker Shepherd. You understand?
In the beginning of the piece, you're saying the way to come to that is to find these lost articles and to return them.
Exactly.
We said that that's what the tzaddikim
do. Exactly.
So if we are, in fact, we learned the piece before that, really we go to the tzaddik, that's how we find our own.
Right.
So you're saying by going to the tzaddik and trying to even replace our own, find our own and be makabel our own, and if we can help somebody else along the way, then that's a nice thing too.
Exactly.
And that connection, then we get the emunah, and then that gets the whole ball rolling.
That's one way. Or Rav Nosson Zal showing you another way. He's showing that when a Jew is mekayim the mitzvah in the Torah of Hashova Saveda, he's plugging into all of this. He's showing you how the way the Torah describes the mitzvah of returning a lost article, by doing that physical act of returning someone's wallet, or that you're plugging into all of this. You're plugging into all of these things which were all under this umbrella of return of lost articles, the job of tzaddikim and mashiach and yetz mashiach, and all of this stuff.
Because when the person gets his article back, he feels joy.
Of course. Ki ikar ho'emuno al yedei emes, because the ability for a person to have faith has to come from a place of truthfulness. Shehu bechinas oyer haponim, and emes is called the light of the face. So therefore, emuna, we say in the davening, emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavor. Because if I say, I believe that you are the mayor of Yerushalayim, what's that? Is that faith? That's bathroom, that's stupidity. Faith only is called faith when it's in truth. That when they believe that the tree was Hashem, do you call that emuna? That's not called emuna. Emuna is only called emuna when it's attached to emes. That's why we say in the davening, emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavor. To the extent that emuna is plugged into emes, you can define it as emuna. To the extent that it's detached from emuna, it's baloney, it's cartoons. You understand? It's meaningless. So since emuna is only attached to emes, and emes is called the oyer haponim, the light of the face, so emuna is compared to oyer. Emuna is the synonym of oyer. And when the pasuk says oite oyer kasalma, that Hashem spreads out the light like a sheet, so we see that salma represents emuna, which is one of the tikkunim that we've discussed along the way here. And by Hashava Saved, it talks about returning a sheet, a lost sheet, a lost article of clothes. V'ze bechinas lovesh Hashem oiz hisazor. That's why there's a pasuk that says that the clothing of Hashem is his. Hashem girds himself with clothing of strength, oiz. Shehu bechinas emuna. There's another pasuk that says that his faith is what girds his loins, what strengthens him. Emuna is this clothing, this sheet, which comes from Azaz Tikdusha. Through Azaz Tikdusha, he becomes close to the leaders who teach him the emuna. Bechinas lovesh Hashem oiz his azor. The levush, the tikkun halavush, the azus, brings him to the oiz, to the azus tikdusha, v'zehu al kol avedo. And that's why the pasuk concludes, or any article that somebody loses. V'chein b'parshas kiseitzik siv. V'chein tasel is simlosoi. That's a spelling mistake. The mem should come before the lamed. Simlosoi should be mem lamed. Maybe your edition has it right already. V'simlosoi. You see it? V'chein tasel l'chol. Right. Your edition has it right. No, it should be mem lamed. Simlosoi. It's mem lamed. You understand? And so to anything else that your brother might lose, you got to make sure to return it to him if you find it. Rav Nosson Zal says, Zeh merames al tikun choysim horaglin. These words are hinting to what Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter on Likutei Moran about fixing the seal of the feet. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses two choysims, the choysim of Yodayim and the choysim of the Raglayim. Shehu gemar hatikun hanasa al yidei moichichei hadoer she'oisim sholoim bein Yisroel la'avim shebashamayim u'mechaprim avoyin ho'egel b'shleimus. Rabbeinu Zal said over there that the leaders, the tzaddikim, are called the feet of Bnei Yisrael. He quoted a pasuk. I don't remember the pasuk of him. Why? Because he said their job is they go to Hashem and they go to the Yidden. They walk to Hashem and straighten Hashem out. What are you getting insulted about, a calf, that kind of thing? And then they go to Bnei Yisrael and make peace over there. And Rabbeinu Zal proof from Psukim that they're called the Raglayim of Klal Yisrael, these rabbis, these tzaddikim.
No, that the leaders is an onion of Malchus. Malchus is the lowest
level. Also true. The feet. Man Malki Rabbonon, the Gemara says. Who are called the kings of Bnei Yisrael, the rabbis? And Malchus is the feet. But you have to look in Torah Chof Beis Avayim in the Kedemran. He quotes a pasuk for, I just don't remember this minute, showing how they are called the Raglin.
The feet are also tefillah, no?
Yes. Yes. Usually, because tefillah is malchus. David HaMelech said, "Vani tefillah." Gesundheit. Ki etzlo yisporach maktinem achet. Because when the tzaddikim come to Hashem, to him, they make the sin small. They tell him, what are you getting so upset about? They did a little sin. They bowed to a calf. That's a big deal. V'oimrim lomo Hashem yechrab chabamecha. As Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what are you getting angry about? Lomo Hashem yechrab chabamecha. V'eitzel Yisrael magdilim achet. But when the tzaddik goes back to the Jews and he speaks to them, by them he says, do you know what you did? Do you have any idea as to what you did here? What a catastrophe. Do you imagine how much tshuva you're going to have to do to fix this? Umachzira moysim b'tshuva shlema. And they get the Yidden to do complete tshuva. K'mayshe kosuv. As we see when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Yidden, he said, Atem chatosem chato gedoyla. You've done a very major sin. Look at this. This is how they play. This is how the tzaddikim know how to play to make peace. Shekol ze ne'amar etzel cheto egel. All of this is written about the egel azov. Vaydei elu ha-moichichei ador. And these leaders of the generation, who are the moichichim, they reprimand. Alidei ze ikar gmar ha-tikun b'shleimus. They are the ones who make the major tikun b'shleimus. Kikol, now Rav Nosson Zal says, Kikol ha-toiro hanal. Because this entire chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, upon which this whole halacha was based on, Ne'utza tchilosa b'seifa v'seifa b'tchilosa. It's all connected. The beginning of the chapter in Likutei Moran with what he discusses at the end, and the end with the beginning. Rav Nosson Zal, in this halacha, if you were to look at that chapter in Likutei Moran, you would see how he's woven connections from all the different parts to show you how beautiful it all fits together. The chasher yivor k'tzas lekamon, as is going to be mentioned a little bit more soon. V'ze b'chinas al kol aveda. That's why the pasuk ends up summarizing and on any lost articles. Ki ikr tikun klal kol ha'avedos. Because the main way to correct and fix all lost articles, shehem hefsed ha'ashiris kedusha chas v'shalom, which represent a loss of wealth of kedusha, Jewish money. The main way to do it is by fixing up the choysim horaglin, shemishom kol hashirus. That's the source from which all wealth comes from. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, ves hayikum asher baraglehem. There's a pasuk where it talks about the Jews' possessions, and it uses this term, and all of the stuff that's by their feet. Shedor Shirazal, and the Gemara says over there, Ze Memoinoi Shelodom. That refers to a person's money, Shema'amidoi Al Raglov, which stands him up on his feet. That's what gives him his upstandingness. Because when the choysim horaglin is kitikuno, is fixed up, the choysim horaglin, which represents these moichichi ador, these tzadikim, who are these feet, nase sholoim kanal, they're able to effect a peace between Hashem and the Jewish people. V'nizbatel hagerush v'atiltu, and they do away with the gzeros of exile and suffering that the Yidden... Shehu b'chinas birkas ha'pranos of hashirus. That's represented by the blessing of wealth, so that you won't have to go traveling. And you'll have your wealth right by you. She'ikroy al yedei sholoim. This bracha for wealth is dependent mostly on peace. There's a pasuk that Rabbi Nezal quotes: Hasan gevuleich sholoim, chelev chitim yasbiech. When Hashem will bring peace within your boundary, then you'll eat from the fat of the wheat. You know, you'll have wealth, you'll be rich. Bebechinas, as the Gemara also says, Loi motzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu keli machzik brocha elo hasholoim. That the thing that serves as a keli, in which a person's wealth can be contained, it shouldn't fiddle out, it shouldn't leak out, is sholoim. V'nizbatel hagerush v'atiltul shubechinas aveidois. This concept of golus, which is also a concept of getting lost. When the Jews are sent out into exile, they're called a lost souls, a lost people. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, To'isi kise oyved. I was wandering around like a lost sheep. That's describing the Yidden in golus. Nimtza, so Rabbi Nosson says, you see from this, Shahatoira Hakdoisha Rimzalanu Beelu Advorim Shehizkira Shur Vachamur Vise Vesalma Vachola Veda Eskol Hatikunim Hanim Shochem Yashova Saveda Kanal. The Torah was hinting to us all the different things that get fixed when a Jew does the mitzvah of Hashova Saveda. He makes a tikkun for Shur and Chamoyer, which is the concept of Esav and Yishmoel, which is Mishpat and Staka, you know, he makes that whole tikkun, and the Salma, the tikkun Ho'emuna, all of these things. The Iker Kol HaTikkunim, and the main thing of all of these tikkunim, Nimshochim Al Yedei HaTzadikei Emes, are drawn on us through the great tzadikim, Shehem Bechinas train Moshiach and Anal, who represent the two Moshiachs, who are symbolized by Shoer and Chamoer, Shehem Bechinas Shoer and Chamoer, V'alkein Beparshas Mishpotim Hizkiru HaTorah Rak Shoer and Chamoer. That's why in Parshas Mishpotim, it only mentions the examples of the ox and the donkey, Kemoy Shekosiv, as it says over there, Ki Sivka Shoer Oyivcho Oy Chamoer Oy Toye. If you'll ever be walking in the street, Arachov Yafo, and you'll notice your friend's ox or donkey wandering around there aimlessly, Hoshev Teshiven Oloi, make sure you return it to him. Why in Mishpotim does it only mention those two, when in Kiseitzi it mentions Shor Chamor Se Salma, Kishom Iker Hatikun Kanal? Because those two, the Shor and Chamor, which represent Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David, which represent the Tzadik, that's the main Tikkun. That summarizes the whole picture. That's really the ikar of the whole picture.